December 13th. Mary found herself in the presence of the angel Gabriel, listening to his announcement. She never expected to hear the most incredible news, that she would have a child, and her son would be the Messiah. Although she could not comprehend how she would conceive the Savior, she responded to God with humble belief and obedience by saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Luke 1:38. As we consider what it means to be a servant of the Lord, Mary's humility and belief in obedience to God blesses us and challenges us. Other scriptures describe servanthood. Daniel 3:28 says, "They were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." Acts 16:17 adds that God's servants are telling you the way to be saved. Colossians 4:12 indicates that a servant of God will wrestle in prayer for you to stand firm in all of the will of God, mature and fully assured. Today we end this devotional with Mary's song from Luke 1:46 through 55. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their throne, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Let's join our voices together and pray the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.